Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Two words for today's show. Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Lot to discuss with him and his settlement with the NFL.
I was going to say big cabbage. I thought that's what you were going to say. Big cabbage. Big money. Moolah.
Oh, I thought you said baked cabbage.
No.
What?
Big cabbage.
Usually once a day, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But, okay, big cabbage. You're right. I assume
I don't believe they would have
said this.
Right. And they can't talk about
big
it.
Money.
Right.
And you would think at some point, I mean, hey, everything seems to leak nowadays, maybe at some point it'll leak. You don't think so?
Not from his camp, because I know it's a non-disclosure. You know that they can't.
No, you just, yeah.
You can lose, you can forfeit it if you disclose. It's like it's supposed to be sealed.
Right.
So I don't think it'll come from.
And then the NFL doesn't want.
They don't
want
to let people know
how much they paid.
To make this go away, because Chris. There was a judge who didn't dismiss the case when the NFL tried to get it dismissed.
Right.
And they didn't want to go to trial. They don't know. They didn't want to go to trial. They probably felt like we're not going to win here.
Right, right.
That's why you settle.
Well, we will be discussing that for much of the show the next 3 hours. Keep it locked with us. We'll also get into a little bit of NBA All-Star Weekend. And we got some great guests coming up in about almost 15, 20 minutes. Remember Kid and Play? Rolling with Kid and Play?
Yes.
We have got Kid on the show, the famous rapper, actor, comedian, Christopher Kid Reed.
He's the one that you looked up to because he was a light-skinned brother doing stuff, kicking in the hair and all that.
No, I wouldn't say looked up to him. They were funky. They got a bad rap later on.
I know.
When they first came out,
they
were
dope.
But
did they get a bad rap as they were corny? Is that what?
No, but what happened, when they first came out, they were dancing, and their music was, it was good, but it wasn't gangster. And then when gangster rap took over.
That's what I was saying. They became corny.
That's when people began thinking of them, Will Smith, who was actually a really good rapper, Fresh Prince initially.
They were all the
guys that did just clean,
it was
called pop rap. That's what it became viewed as.
Right.
But it really wasn't. I mean, they were good MCs. You know, they had nice beats. They just wasn't talking about killing people and all that.
So you didn't, you weren't attached though because he was light skinned and you felt like
no. Black is black to me.
Okay.
You caught up in colorism. Me, black is black.
All right.
So
I'm just
asking.
We
also have a few others. Jarrett Bell with us at the bottom of the hour. And that's
from USA Today. He's one of the best football writers in the country.
So
we know Jarrett real well.
I can't wait to speak with him. To drop knowledge on this whole Kaepernick situation. In the second hour, Rick Kamla. People may recognize him. He's on NBA TV and also Atlanta's 92.9 The Game has a radio show on there. And then in the third hour.
We saw him at the Super Bowl, didn't we?
Good guy. Good guy. We'll have fun with him. And then in the third hour, Kerry Rhodes, former NFL safety and with the Jets and the Arizona Cardinals. And now he's on Fox Sports Radio in the weekend, so it's always good to talk with Kerry. So we got a great show. I know you want to introduce the cast.
Let's get it all done because you know what, Chris? We wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without the Odd Couple crew. Rob G is off today, but Eric is in producing. We got Alex, our engineer, sports anchor, Deb Carson. She'll keep us updated throughout the show. Intern Nathan. And, of course, Elijah, our social media guru. So they are all on the other side of the glass. Chris Broussard on this Friday. Let's kick some ass. It's the Odd Couple.
That's right. So let's break it down for folks. Basically, and I'm not even going to say who it is because he was under a rock today, but one of our guys came in today, had no idea the settlement had taken place.
Who?
I don't know where he was today.
But he was missing.
I'm not going to say who it was.
Oh, you're going to drop dime?
No. I'm not going to say who it was. Don't drop dime. You were ready to snitch.
No, I wasn't.
You were it was about to come out. Elijah, wasn't it about to come right out of his mouth?
No, it wasn't. Elijah
you
knows
were.
Me.
If I hadn't grabbed you by the arm with my killer vice grip,
yeah, all right.
You would have been,
I'm not that
been saying
I'm not that guy.
All
man.
Right. You had me scared. All right. Here we go. Colin Kaepernick, we all know he and Eric Reed, who was recently signed by the Carolina Panthers to a 3-year deal, had a lawsuit against the NFL for collusion.
Absolutely.
They said the owners had colluded, come together to agree not to sign Colin Kaepernick. And Eric Reed, to a lesser extent, because he was a free agent and was kept out of the league for a while, too.
But he was one of the guys kneeling.
Yeah,
right?
But he got re-signed. He got signed during last season. So, turns out today, shocks everybody, they had a settlement. And the terms are undisclosed and confidential. And to Rob's point, they may remain that way. Certainly on Kaepernick's side, you can forfeit the money if you talk about the terms or anything
right.
like that.
That's written into the language. It's
right.
a big deal not to disclose how much money the NFL gave up. So that's
yep.
a part of it. And everybody knows if you broadcast it or put it out there and it comes from you, you could forfeit it.
And then on the NFL side, they probably don't want that amount of money out there.
That they paid.
I am very curious. I hope it leaks. I hope, I you know, nowadays
or to just to get
leaks.
An idea
Yeah,
of it.
But I don't want, you know, any side to get in trouble, if you will. But, yeah, I'd like to know what it is. And so I'm going to throw it out to you, Rob Park. I mean, what are your first thoughts on this situation?
I thought that the NFL really realized that they probably couldn't defend what they've done to Kaepernick, and they were afraid to go to let this thing go to court. And I don't know if it was a jury trial or a judge or what, you know, if it's a jury trial. Chris, you don't know what the jury could award them as damages and, you know what I mean, long term. So it's pretty obvious, I think, that they were – that the owners colluded to keep, especially.
It's completely.
Right?
And
it's
we don't
obvious.
Know all the details, all the things that came out of the interviews and the depositions.
And the cell phone records
right.
and emails and texts.
But just what we've seen, the number of quarterbacks that have gotten signed that can't hold a candle to Colin Kaepernick, it's obvious.
Right.
It's blatantly obvious. That he was not in the league for one reason and one reason only.
Because of his peaceful protest against police brutality.
Right.
And that's it. I mean, you could say whatever you want. Had nothing to do with the flag, had nothing to do with the military. That is exactly what he was kneeling for.
No question.
And at that time when he started it, Chris, I know things aren't where they were. But if you remember, it like was in the news like every other week some unarmed black male was being
right.
shot or harassed or beat up or whatever, and it had gotten out of hand. It really had.
Well, my take on that, now this is not our discussion, I actually think that what we were seeing probably was not as bad as it was in the – I'm not even talking about the distant past. I think it was probably happening more often – 5-10 years ago. But now with technology, everybody's a reporter. And everybody had camera phones, and so you got to see it.
No doubt.
But it's probably a lot less than it has been throughout American history.
I don't disagree. And, Chris, this is the problem, and this is why the video makes such a big difference. When there's an altercation and the police officer gives you one report and the other guy gives you the other one, 99% of the time, they're going to believe the officer.
Oh, yeah. No
and,
question.
And you can say whatever you want. I told you know this. My brother's an FBI agent. I have cousins and all that, all New York City police officers and detectives. So my family's in law enforcement. But I'm going to tell you, I've been harassed and all kinds of stuff stopped and treated.
For no reason.
For no reason. I have.
What was their worst experience in harassment?
I was stopped, I don't know, I say 8 times in a matter of 2 months. I was doing a late night radio show in Detroit, and we lived in one of the nicest areas in the suburbs. And the drive home every night, I went down the main road, Woodward
right.
Avenue in Detroit, and I would just get pulled over. Never got a ticket, Chris.
Right.
They would just messing with just me every for no night reason. For no reason. And the reason they
the point where they was it? It was sometimes the same officers.
No.
Okay.
It was always
but
like
they just saw you
coming
nice
home
car,
at 1 o'clock in the morning. What are you? And that would be the question: where are you coming from?
Right.
What are you doing around here? And I would be like, what? I'd be like
I'm not speeding.
Right. I said, why are you stopping me? That's exactly what I asked. And then I remember the very last time. Here I go. I'm pulling on the main road. Cops pull up. They start pulling up behind me. I'm in the middle lane. I move over to the right lane. Because I don't want a ticket. I'm going to go slower. I just move over. They move over behind me. So I'm like, and then they put the lights on. And I'm like, what's the problem? Well, you're driving too slow, suspiciously. I said, you're following me for 2 miles. What are you following me for? And, of course, there was no ticket.
Right.
But that's what they stopped me for. I was driving too slow. That's what they told me. At 1:30 in the morning.
I've been stopped 3 times in my life for no reason. Each time, I had African-American men in the car with me
you.
Who were darker skinned.
Right.
Like me, I've never just been stopped by myself. Because when I drive through, they might think I'm white.
Right.
You know, because I'm very light-skinned.
Right, right.
But I've had, you know, three, four guys
and
in
when
the
they
car
stopped
with me
you, what'd they say?
One time, it was with an NBA player. And they stopped us, and they said something about lights on the bottom of the car. I mean, it was we didn't get a ticket. Neither time,
that's what
either
I'm saying.
Case, none of the cases we got tickets. And you know, they worked out fine. But the one time with the NBA player was out here, and I don't know if we were in Beverly Hills or we were in Beverly Hills before. I don't know if we were still in Beverly Hills
right.
when we were driving.
But around the vicinity.
But around that area, just got pulled over. Yeah, your lights, your LED light. You know, he had some lights on the bottom or something like that. It was
just a reason to stop you.
Exactly.
Right. And so... And we both bring this up because this is what Kaepernick lost his NFL career over, that he wanted to make a statement and did it silently in a protest. And anyway, we are today.
You said what you just said, and we'll get into that because we've got a few interviews coming up shortly. But later in the show, we'll get into that. You said what he lost his NFL career over. To me, that's now the question. Do we think we're going to see him back in the NFL? Most people, at least what I've read and heard, a lot of writers seem to be implying or flat out stating that we probably will never see him back in the NFL. I don't necessarily know why that has to be the case.
No.
I think, why can't we see him?
No,
Eric
Reed is in
the
league.
He's clearly good enough.
And he has a contract. And they signed him to a 3-year contract.
Right,
it wasn't
right.
a 1-year deal, so he's around.
So I hope Kaepernick really. And look, the AAF, the Alliance of American Football, Bill Polian, longtime GM in the NFL.
Hall of Fame GM.
Started the AAF.
Right.
So, and there you see there are huge connections between the AAF and the NFL. NFL Network broadcasted one of their games last weekend. You see a lot of the NFL Network broadcasters doing games. There's talk that it could become a minor league. So hopefully, I'm hopeful that he's back in the NFL. I really want to see him play again.
I would like to. I don't know if we will, but I would like to. I'm with you on that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker on this funky Friday, and you can hear DJ Tyshirt is really funky. All right, we're going to transfer, move on to Jarrett Bell.
One of the
USA
best football
Today
writers,
columnist, yes.
Right?
Longtime NFL columnist, very plugged in, great insight, and we can't wait to talk to him about this whole Colin Kaepernick settlement. Jarrett, how you doing, man?
What's
it's
up,
Chris
bud?
And Rob.
Oh, pretty good, fellas. How y'all?
Man.
We're great. We were blindsided by this settlement report. Did you think this was coming or hear any inklings that this was coming?
No, I didn't, to tell you the truth. But, you know, when you think about kind of where the collusion case was in its timeline, it does make sense. It kind of got over my head because I wasn't thinking like that. But in retrospect, yes. The next shoe to drop in the collusion case was going to be the one
where the real juicy stuff came out.
Yeah, right.
About who talked to who and what they said and all of that.
They don't want that out, Jared, right? That's the whole thing.
Oh, no doubt. So this is kind of like, you know, millions or tens of millions of dollars worth of hush money. But you know what else is kind of ironic? That this kind of happens during Black History Month.
Right.
I think, you know, Colin Kaepernick's place in history is so secure that years from now they're going to look back on him like we look back on Kurt Flood, like we look back on Muhammad Ali, like we look back on, you know, a lot of the you know, John Carlos and Tommy Smith. I think it's that big in terms of his impact, especially if he never, ever plays again, which that question is still out there. And in my mind, this case really isn't officially resolved until he gets back on the field.
I agree. I mean, and I see a lot of reports where people are saying
that
they don't think he'll play again. I'm with you. And to be quite frank, too, a lot of people who are in the Kaepernick camp and have been, they have said that Malcolm Jenkins and the Players Coalition should have been demanding that Kaepernick get back on the field. So I wonder, should that be, you know, if he doesn't get back on the field, will some people maybe see that as he didn't go all the way? Or what are your thoughts, though? Do you think he will get back on the field? I don't see why he can't. I don't know why everybody's saying they don't think he will.
Yeah, I think it's still possible when you think about kind of what's happened with him. Yeah, obviously nobody's given him a job, but there are a couple teams that kicked the tires on him. So given that, maybe I think the climate there it still should exist and he'll get a chance. So we'll see. I'm tough to kind of predict that one, to tell you the truth. But here's the deal. It's not going to go away in terms of something on the public's consciousness for a long time, because every you see a Tom Savage on the field, and you say, wait a minute, or a Ryan Tannehill on the field. Okay, you know, you got so many of these, you know, mediocre quarterbacks. John Elway went after Joe Flacco this week after getting Case Keenum last offseason, and, you know, Elway's a real, you know, central piece to this whole puzzle.
Yes,
because he tried to get Colin Kaepernick when Kaepernick was still with San Francisco, and it just fell through because of contract. And I talked to Elway about it, maybe it was a year ago at one of the NFL meetings, and he tried to really, you know, sell that whole ticket about, well, you know, we tried, but the contract thing didn't work out. But that was before Colin Kaepernick ever took a knee. So if you're going to try to sign him before the whole anthem situation and the protest became an issue, now you're not. You look red-handed, especially when you've gone out and gotten Case Keenum.
Right. I was thinking when this came down today, I was like, man, Elway moved too fast. He should have waited for that and not done that Flacco trade and gone after Kaepernick, if he's open to it. But
you know what? But I don't think Elway is politically. Because
you think
about Elway, you know, he's writing letters for Supreme Court, you know, nominees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, most NFL people don't get involved politically, but there are some that you can look at. And we know a lot of them are Republicans, but most of them don't get into the public realm with, you know, their politics. And, you know, they always talk about it with players, you know, stick to sports and stuff.
Right.
But you got, like, the Cardinals owner, Michael Bidwill, and the Glazers down in Tampa, and even Jerry Jones got involved in, you know, some of the politics in Texas this year. And Elway has been another person who has put his name out there politically. So whereas I would have thought Elway was legitimately earnest in trying to get Kaepernick before the protest issue came up, I think the politics and what he thinks, and this is just my opinion, would prevent him from doing that. That's a shame.
It's the Odd Couple. We're joined by NFL columnist for USA Today, Jared Bell.
So, Jared, help me with the Eric Reed had a job, and he got paid on the settlement. You know what I mean? Like, so there had to be some dirty, muddied water there, right, for them to say, well, even though you did wind up getting a gig, there was still some shenanigans going on behind the scenes with the owners?
Yeah, and you know, and I'm glad you bring that up, Rob, because when Eric Reed got hired by the Panthers last year, which would have never happened if Jerry Richardson was the owner of the Panthers.
Right. Right.
Let's be clear about that. would have right. never happened. Remember, you know, Jerry Richardson, you talk about the NFL and this money to silence Kaepernick or to go away. You know, Jerry Richardson and the hush money is pretty interesting, too. But as far as Eric Reed goes, when he came back last year and got a job, people said, okay, does this mean you're going to drop the collusion case? And he said, no, I'm not going
yep.
to. And I think part of it was, you know, he was the 49er teammate who was first to step up in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick, and he is a principled man, and you know the issues that he's had along with Kaepernick with the Players Coalition. So Reed is that guy who stands on some principle. And so I think the point you make about whether or not things could have come out in the deposition, I think it applies to Reed as much as it does for Kaepernick, because we don't really know what was really said and what was there. So obviously he felt like he had something to do with the case that he needed to remain in the case after he got a job. And like I said, he's a principled guy. So maybe part of it for him is like, okay, let's expose whoever we need to expose. But I think his value of the deal obviously won't be what Colin Kaepernick's is, but it does say something about his character. Let me just say one thing about Eric Reed that's interesting, because I found him to be, I don't know him very well, but I've talked to him a few times, and I found him to be a very, you know, astute young man, especially for his age, you know, just being in the league for a few years. So when he was a rookie, I was out at 49ers training camp, and I don't know, for some reason I was trying to figure out, okay, who was the union rep? I had some issue I wanted to talk about. And they pointed me to Eric Reed. I was like, Eric Reed, he's a rookie. And I said, how is he the player rep?
Right.
Just a rookie. I said, did you guys, like, not want to do it, and so you just stuck it to the rookie?
Right.
And they said, no, we respect him that much already. So this was training camp, so he's only been with the team for, you know, 4 or 5 months of off season, right? And so I said, let me go meet this guy. And I went over and talked to him, and I'm, you know, mentioned that to him about how'd you get this job. And he, you know, he said that it was just one of those things, too, where he was able to be very open with his teammates, and they respected him on that level. So I think that says something just about the kind of guy Eric Reed is and the principles that he kind of carries forward.
You mentioned earlier tens of millions of dollars of hush money. I know nobody knows what the amount is, but do you think do you have any guess? Have you talked to people that may have, they think what it is around the league or anything like that?
Not to put a hard number on it. I saw Mike Freeman, so I'll put it hanging on Mike.
Okay.
He tweeted that he talked to some people that said 60 to 80 million.
Wow.
Other people who said, wow. The over-under is like 50 million. But look at it this way, too.
Wow.
So even if it is 60 million, right, that's like a 3-year deal,
right,
at $20 million
yep.
a year.
No,
so that's
right.
Ryan Tannehill money.
Yep. You're right. And you know what? That
right.
would make sense. I mean, to be at least that. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
But that
and
is.
Some of it would go, I guess some of that goes to Reed, but the bulk of it would Kaepernick.
But, yeah, it's hard to say how it's structured,
yeah.
But we also know that some of it goes to Garagos.
Right.
Oh, no,
right,
a lot of it goes to the goes to the lawyer, but still, and of course, they can't, we won't find out from the Kaepernick camp, right? Because if you do, you could forfeit some of that money. You could forfeit it, right?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get, you know, the hard figures, at least immediately, I would think. But, you know, sometimes things, you know, have a tendency to come out years later, too. So everybody's going to want to know what that number is. But I think, like I said at the top, that when you think about this in the historical sense of the significance and what it means, you know, to the NFL, I mean, this is landmark, man, you know, because you think about players in the history of the NFL who've been blackballed over the years,
right.
And usually you get nothing, okay? And so, big victory for Colin Kaepernick. Let's hope, though, he can still get a chance to play.
That's when I really want
no
to
doubt.
See him in the league again. And I assume if he came back, he would kneel.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, he'd be the guy that you know, could spring for the offensive line to go to dinner.
Right. Hey, and you know what? If I would have won all that money in a settlement, I would have definitely ordered all white meat. I don't care how much it costs.
I'm not sure what that means. But anyway.
I think we can figure it out.
All right, Jerry. Thanks
there
a lot,
so
man.
Much
we appreciate
the,
it.
Yeah, for the insight, man. We appreciate you. You know that.
Hey. All right. It's good to see you guys at the Super Bowl, man.
Yes, definitely. All right, my man.
Stay well.
Peace. All right. Interesting stuff. 60. I hadn't seen that. And I follow
he
Mike
said
Freeman.
Mike Freeman,
but I hadn't
60
seen
to
that.
80.
60 to 80.
That makes sense, though, what Jared said. 3-year contract. Think about that. $20 million a year.
Totally.
Got to be minimum of that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
It is The Odd Couple. It's Chris and Rob. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm at Chris_Broussard. Rob is at RobParkerFS1. We just had Jared Bell from USA Today on.
He was enlightening.
Yeah, it was really good. And he wasn't sure if Kaepernick will get back in the league. Of course, none of us are sure, but I've said it seems like a lot of writers, reporters are taking the side
well, only,
that they don't think he'll be in the league. I don't know. I don't know why the settlement would make us think he definitely won't be back in the league.
But I said it from the beginning. The only reason I think people fall in that line is because it's been a couple of years and he hasn't played. So they just automatically assume. And I know what you're saying.
I mean,
you said he's 31.
I'm not saying you signed him and think he's your starter and he's going to turn your franchise around. But as a backup, he's only 31 years old.
No, I get it. I get it. But because he hasn't played in a few years.
You think that's why they're doing it?
I just think that that's automatic to think, well, they haven't signed him. Now they just paid him out this big amount.
No, no, no. Because of his stance.
Right. But I'm saying he hasn't played in a couple years. Now they've given him all this money or whatever, the settlement. So now he should probably want to go on his way and do what he's been doing. I'm just saying that's why I think they would assume that.
But
I don't think they know.
Money,
I don't think they know anything.
You're right. I agree.
I don't think they know anything.
Some of it may be from talking to executives around the league, but they're only sharing their opinions.
Right.
Too,
and they're going
nobody
like,
knows for
right.
Sure.
And they're going like, well, he's got that big money. So why would he want to be bothered with this league now anymore?
He wants to play. I do know a person fairly close to him. I was talking to him yesterday, and they said he works out every day. Like, he does indeed want to play. He's keeping himself in shape. And Jared said it was, you know, it's rumored out there. Mike Freeman, who's a plugged-in NFL insider, he tweeted that it, you know, just talking to people, it may be between 60 and 80 million. Some of that, of course, goes to Eric Reed. Some of it goes to the lawyers. So let's say Kaepernick gets 50 million or 40 million. Would just cover him being out of the league for 2 years, essentially, give or take, you know, a few million here or there.
Yeah, I mean,
and so he could still, like, I don't look at that. We don't know what the money
But you
was.
Don't know. That's what I'm saying. Be careful because
no, I am.
It could be over $100 million. You really don't know what the money is. It's in the ballpark.
Right. Was it
and
an
that
amount?
Ballpark number makes a little sense because you're talking about 3 years maybe at $20 million. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was what his last salary was or
right.
something. So I get that. I just don't think we really fully know. So to guess and say what it is just a guess.
All I would say is if it's this humongous, incredible number, then that would lead you to believe he won't be back in the league. Because it's almost like you're paying him for what he would have made throughout his career. If it's a little lower, not low, it's not going to be low either way. But if it's a little lower, then, you know, maybe he'll get back. Like, if it's an amount that might have covered the years he's been out of the league, then maybe he would be back. So, I hope to see him back. I want to see him play.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this whole thing was about, him wanting to play football. And it's great to get the money, and I'm glad he's getting the money. But ultimately, it's about him wanting to play football.
No,
and if he is not able to play football when he's still good enough, he's still young enough. Look, I'm not going to begrudge anybody for taking the money, but I just, you know,
people
got to
understand, you know, I know people are going to be judgmental about the settlement or whatever, but you were going to court, Chris, to win a settlement against the league.
I have no problem
No,
with
I'm just saying,
the money,
but
yeah.
people are, oh, he shouldn't have taken the money. I already know we're going to get that. But that's why you were going for a trial. You were going to get a settlement. So should you go through, right, and I don't know if this was a jury trial or whatever or a judge trial, I'm not sure, you could go through and have all the evidence there and not get anything. You could.
Right. So, and if you won, what you were going to win was money.
Right. You were good.
But you also, I think, the impetus for this whole thing is I want to play football in the NFL. I should be playing football in the NFL. And that's why I think. And if they don't sign him, are you not still colluding? Because it's obvious he's good enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're right.
You know what I mean?
No, like, I know what you're saying. I don't know where they go from here, but I hear what you're saying makes 100% sense. 100%. But I don't know where he is, where the league is. Will some owner say, okay, we settle this thing, I'm gonna put this guy on a roster. Do you know what I mean? And then we can move forward from here. Because now that the settlement is out there. And it says a lot of things because we brought it up with Jarrett Bell, is Eric Reed's in the league. He's playing.
Right, right.
And he got the money on the settlement. So it's not
if he's playing, why can't Kaepernick play?
It's not inconceivable, Chris. You're 100% right.
And like I said, I see two things. One, if he's not back in the league, it appears you're still colluding. Because you're bringing players in the league who aren't as good as him. And I'm not saying he's some super great quarterback. I'm not even saying at this point, like you said, after 2 years off, at least initially, he's probably not even a starter.
Right.
At least initially, if ever again.
Because he would have to work his way back.
Right.
We know
but
that.
But certainly, he's good enough to be in the league as a backup.
No doubt about it.
That's the first thing. Well, and then the second thing is that you kept him out of the league because of his stance in terms of kneeling for the anthem or not standing for the anthem. I would think if he gets back in the league, at least initially, I think he's still going to kneel.
No,
let me ask you, if he gets back in the league, in your opinion, you think he'll still kneel?
Didn't
Should
Eric Reed kneel? He did.
I'm not sure.
I'm almost positive.
I think, did he at least put up a fist or –
check that out. If Eric Reed, after he signed
He may have. What was that?
Deb, help us out.
Yeah, no, he definitely kneeled.
He was kneeling.
The first one, essentially, who came over and
no, I mean now that he's when he got back
right,
in the
now.
League.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Check that out.
Check
for
that
us.
Out. Let us know when you
okay.
get
You know, once he got back and signed that deal with Carolina, I'm almost positive I remember that story.
And I look. If Kaepernick, a lot of people, if he didn't kneel, at least initially, a lot of people would say, oh, he's selling out, whatever. Look, he could change his mind, or I would think he'd kneel initially, but maybe eventually stop. But people change their mind on things like that.
Well, here's the thing, though. Why, if he is going to, for instance, I can't imagine there would be a stipulation for Eric Reed that he has to stop kneeling if he comes back to the league. And Colin Kaepernick.
Well, he was back in the league last year. That's what we're trying to find out. Was he kneeling or
exactly?
Or
and
not?
I'm looking that up too.
Okay.
But no, I can't imagine there would be a stipulation. I think it would have to be his decision not to kneel.
I'm not saying there's a stipulation. I am totally talking about his decision.
Yeah.
Would he still kneel?
He did.
So Eric Reed did kneel when he got back.
We found
back.
It. And that's that was my
point. I would think he would still kneel.
Is that he didn't change. He got a new deal. And
they
didn't say, we're signing you and you can't kneel. He just said.
Well, I never thought that a stipulation on this deal would be that if you get back in the league, you kneel. I'm just saying on his part. Because people.
I think he would still kneel.
You can change your decisions. I know African-Americans that didn't stand for the national anthem at one point. And didn't necessarily change their view on the song or the flag or what's been done to African-Americans in this country. But they just felt like, you know what, I'll just start standing. It's more trouble than it's worth or whatever. You know, so I just it would be his decision, but I wonder what he'd say, and then what a lot of people that have been in his corner might think about.
Yeah, and if Kaepernick came back into the league, I can't imagine that he wouldn't continue to kneel.
Right,
I think he would. And again, if Eric Reed is kneeling,
I
would think he would.
I think he would too,
especially if the circumstances still exist that caused him to kneel in the first place.